get to know the congregation of St. Mary's a little better. So I've got three questions for you. Just three simple questions that I can ask to get more of an understanding about who you are. I think these questions are quite important, so please be honest. First question is this. Which is better, football or rugby? Put your hands up if you think rugby is the better game. Put your hands up if you think football's the better game. Yeah, you're wrong. Now another one. What about hot dogs? Ketchup or mustard? You're not allowed both in this scenario. So raise your hands for mustard. Raise your hands if you're having ketchup on a hot dog. Yeah, you're right. The mustard people were wrong. And now the big one, the serious one, Marmite. Raise your hand if you like Marmite. And raise your hand if you don't like Marmite. Yeah, you're wrong as well. But actually, that's my opinion. That's all it is. I like Marmite. I like ketchup. I like rugby. And unless I'm arrogant enough to believe that my opinion is always the right one, then that means that other people are allowed to have a different opinion and still be right. That means it's right to like football, to have mustard on a hot dog, and to not like Marmite. However strange that might be to me, that means you're still right. Of course it is. And when we're talking about trivial things like that, we all acknowledge that different opinions can be right. They're just different ways of looking at life. And St. Paul, in our reading to the church in Rome this morning, talks about differences of opinion within that church. Different understandings of what is right and what is not within the church life there. Being a rugby fan, I can't understand some football supporters. You see, at a rugby match, the supporters of both teams tend to stand side by side. We sing and shout for our team, and the opposing fans sing and shout for their team. And at the end of the match, usually one set leaves enjoying a win, and the other fans commiserating on a loss, and promising that when you come to visit us, we'll get you back. But actually, more important than the win or the loss is the fact that we have stood and watched a rugby match. Without the other side being there, there wouldn't be a match at all. We can't all be on the same side in a rugby team. You need at least 15 other people who are on the other side in order for the game to happen at all. Rugby fans seem to appreciate this. Football supporters, on the other hand, tend to be kept separate from each other. There seems to be an unhealthy antagonism between sides, and it appears that supporting the team is more important than supporting the game. Sadly, this attitude can be found sometimes in churches as well. Let's see which is more important. What do we call this service? Is it a Mass, a Eucharist, communion, the Lord's Supper? Is what we call this service important? Well, yes. But is it more important than coming together and worshipping God? I would say no. We need to have a title for this service. But it's more important, I say, that we gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ and celebrate God around this table. Is it more important that we cross ourselves at certain points in the service or not? Or is it more important that we remember Jesus' command to take up our cross daily, to follow him? St. Paul says, learn to focus on the important things. In other words, get your priorities right. It is not that important whether you eat meat or not. What is important, that how you do that is giving glory to God. Do what you wish, the way that you wish, as long as you give glory to God and follow his commandments. That means that some things are out of bounds. But actually, we need to focus on the important things. Call this service what you wish, but don't devalue or think less of those who would give it a different name. At the end of the day, these are little things. It's the big things that we need to get right. Loving God, sharing that love with others through Jesus Christ. That is what we should be focusing on. Jesus said it like this in our gospel reading. He said, "Do you remember just how perfect you are?" He didn't quite put it like that, but I think that's what he meant. He said, "Remember, you get things wrong. Remember that God has forgiven you. Don't focus on how often you are forgiving others. Focus on the forgiveness that you have been given. And then in that focus, learn to forgive others. Learn to accept others in the church, their opinions, their differences from you, the times that they are difficult for you to get along with. Learn to forgive them just as God has forgiven you." It can be really easy to get involved in the little details that aren't that important anyway. We need to focus as individuals and as a church. We need to focus on the really important things. Jesus said there are two things that are important to remember. When he was asked what's the most important commandment in all the law of Moses, he said, "Learn to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and learn to love your neighbor." He said that if we remember these two and put them into practice, then everything else will fall into place. And last week in our readings, we heard the same from St. Paul. When he wrote, a little earlier in his letter to the church in Rome, he wrote, "Love is the fulfillment of the law." He said, "Do not commit murder, do not steal, and do not commit adultery," can be summed up in "love your neighbor." Well, maybe not the adultery one if viewed from a particular way. But loving one another, truly loving one another, not judging, loving one another, not picking fault and holding grudges, loving one another, not seeking to belittle or scoffing at others' practices and so build our own up. Loving one another, we are told, is the fulfillment of the law. And if we are talking about opinions, then what is important isn't that my opinion matters. It isn't that your opinion matters. What's important is that we look to what Jesus says about things. And when Jesus says something is important, then I, for one, believe that to be important. Jesus says the most important commandments are these: love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. May God, through his gracious Holy Spirit, grant us love in our hearts, that we may proclaim his love to others. Amen.